Hey guys, and welcome to the FBF podcast. In this show, we talk about crucial topics regarding the future of human existence and introduce you to people who are as fascinated by future as we are. And today, I'm very glad to talk to you about the future of learning at work, because this is a topic that is a little bit controversial, as many bosses, many CEOs are actually stuck, in my opinion, in the 20th century, and they do not really accept that their workers, employees actually spend time on their own education during work. So how do you get to learn at work? This is a question we gotta answer today, and I'm really looking forward to this. So let's start immediately and have fun. Why is learning essential? This is a question we have already answered last week, and that episode is called Why Lifelong Learning is So Important, and I really recommend that you once again listen to that episode if you just are questioning the sense behind lifelong learning. If you do not question the sense, then you can go on listening to that episode. At first, let's look at lifelong learning in the context of being an employee. Actually, there are three forces that drive the extinction of certain jobs and certain job fields, and these three forces are the three A's. First one is Asia. Because why Asia? Actually, many jobs, many activities where people are not involved into some information processing, but rather knowledge workers, which means people who get paid for putting to work what one learns in school rather than for their physical strength or manual skill. This has been increased very much within the last years. Actually, this is what we call professionality in these days. This is what we are teaching our children in school, but this is impacted strongly by globalization, and therefore by outsourcing and putting workers in Asia employ workers in Asia for very low wages in order to save a ton of money, and in order to work more efficiently. So if you call any call center of any big company, it is quite certain that the voice you will hear is some Asian guy that sits in a huge call center and works for that company based in the US or in Europe, because they just have outsourced that work in order to save money and time. So this is the first one, Asia. Second A that is driving that force is automation. I do not have to add much to that point, I think, because it's logic. Everything that can be automated, any routines, any activities that appear again and again in the same ex-
in the same environment and in the same like way can be automated and therefore have to be automated in order for the company to be efficient. And the third one is abundance. So if you would like to deepen that further, Asia automation, abundance, and so on, I highly recommend you the book A Whole New Mind by Daniel H. Pink. I was blown away by this book. Even Tom Peters says this book is a miracle. I am totally convinced it is, because this book opens up why right brainers will rule the future and not left brainers, and this is also in the context of lifelong learning and the future of work, actually utterly important. So how exactly do you set about learning during work hours? Okay, at first, so this is the baseline, you have to explain your manager what and why you're learning. It is no solution to lie, obviously. So you cannot just like quit the room and I don't know, read books in the toilet. I don't know, but try to explain why this learning is important for you and how it might benefit your organization. And I have tired out the following tips for learning at work from a website called futurelearn.com. So one word, futurelearn.com. I've also put the link into the show notes so you can do your own research as always. So there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tips I want to hand out to you today. First one is put aside the time and be strict about protecting it. I know a company that has a very special rule concerning like the working hours of the employees, because these employees only work until 1 p.m. and from 1 p.m. to 4 or 5 p.m. they have to learn, they have to educate themselves. I think this to be so great. I'm excited about the results and also the impact that company has on the life of their employees, because they care about the education of the employees so much that they put aside the time, 4 or 5 hours every day, for their workers so that they can do that self-education. And I don't know, they have to read a book or they have to listen to educational podcasts, they have to, I don't know, do some Udemy course. But just if you have not, or if you're not lucky enough to work in a company that has some of these rules, just block out time in your calendar. Say no to that unnecessary meeting, set your phone to silent, and close your inbox. Explain this to your boss and to your like manager, and every good manager that is like that cares about the productivity but also the quality of work that a worker has or brings on will understand that. Second tip, try to find a subject that's good for work and good for you. So if you work as, I don't know, some insurance guy in a insurance company, it will not actually well, work to do cooking courses during your working hours. I think this is quite clear because you just cannot expect from your work or from your manager to allow, well, to do some free time activities like cooking that have no relation to your actual work within your working time. The third tip is set yourself a goal. So you could say, I want to spend 3 hours learning this week. So I put aside 3 hours of time of my weekly schedule for learning. For me personally, this would be far too less. But everyone has to find their own baseline, their own benchmark, and therefore it is utterly important to set a goal, even if it is only like 3 hours a week. Or also, it can also be not time, but subject related. Something like, I want to understand the basic of big data analytics within the first quarter of the year. So you have 3 months to learn the basics of big data analytics. You could do a Udemy course within 3 months easily. You could do like a micro degree, something like that, but just a specific subject related goal. The fourth tip is make yourself accountable. So this is very, very important. This is a very important point because if you're worried you're still not going to stick to your learning, try to find someone to hold you to account. So you can check, you can do like some balance checks with your colleague or friend, and you could just like tell them about what you want to learn this week, this month, this quarter, and that colleague can check if you really did. You could even like, if you guys are really well eager to learn something properly, you could even create tests for the other one. So if you both decided to learn big data analysis in the first quarter, you could just like hand out your on the one side you could hand out your scripts to the other one, but you could also like create a test, some like 4 or 5 questions about the main points you have learned in that quarter, and therefore check like if your colleague has also learned what you have learned and vice versa. And the last tip I want to share is share what you've learned. So this is also connected to make yourself accountable, but sharing is the most important thing in creating a learning culture. So you could, if you have any persons underneath your position in the company, you could just give your learnings to them and teach them what you have learned. But you could also do something like a weekly meetup with your section, where the closest colleagues in the company are with you, in which the closest workers of the company are together with you, and you guys could just do a weekly meetup and exchange the most important learnings of the week. So you could not only benefit yourself from the big data analysis course or from the new book or from the new podcast you have discovered and to which you have listened for hours that week, but you could also well, pass that knowledge on to somebody else. And this is what really makes learning worth the effort, in my opinion.
I hope you guys have enjoyed the episode. Don't forget to, well, if that episode has brought any value to yourself, please, please rate it on iTunes. Please rate the show, the FBF podcast show on iTunes, if you think that I'm doing good work here, or, well, text me if you have any recommendations how to improve the entire thing I'm doing here. And I hope you could just like benefit from that episode. If you are a employee in any company, I would really recommend, or I'm highly concerned about your well-being in that company. And to that well-being, in my opinion, well, contributes the extent to which somebody can do self-education, practice self-education at work. And yeah, this is utterly important because most of us are working from the morning to the evening with a little break in the, well, at noon. But actually, if we are honest, most of us do not continue to work or do not want to continue learning in the evening because, well, our energy is just, well, somehow away. And yeah, therefore it would be great to put aside some time every day at work to educate oneself. So try it out, go to your manager's office and just ask for it. Asking is the best way because you cannot lose anything, but you can win much. So with that, I want to end that episode today. I hope you enjoyed it, and we will hear each other tomorrow.